Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the best of Game Time Decisions with Gabe Morency and Cam Stewart. Let's roll.
You know, you remember the UP? You remember UP? He was the mascot for the Montreal Expos.
Yes, I do.
Great mascot. Actually, top five mascot of all time.
I would say a top five mascot.
No, he really is good.
After like San Diego Chicken and the rest.
Well, yeah, you can't
Philly
take
fanatic.
The Philly Fanatics is staple.
Yeah. But UP was known throughout as a very...
You have the San Diego Chicken. To me, the second best mascot. And we'll ask the listeners. Good poll, actually. Yeah. To me, it's Ken. It's the Phoenix Sun Gorilla.
Oh, yeah.
I like Come on, man. Yeah. No, the Phoenix Sun Gorilla
was doing tricks before tricks were even... Actually,
the guy's like a better dunker than anybody in the NBA.
Great point.
You ever seen a Phoenix Sun Gorilla dunk?
Yeah.
He does it's crazy.
He does it off two trampolines.
Yeah,
it goes
he spins,
back.
He goes down.
No, honestly,
the Phoenix Sun Gorilla's got it going on.
Oh, yeah. And other mascots bit his style. That was his act first.
Now, listen, I'm partial to Benny the Hawk, the Atlanta Hawk mascot, ever since I saw him riding the bullpen to work.
Hey, it's the Hawk.
It's the best video ever.
It's the best.
It really is the best video ever. It's just some dude's driving in his car with his buddy in Atlanta. And he looks over. He's like, holy shit. He goes, it's the Atlanta Hawk mascot. It's Benny the Hawk. And the Hawk is riding a motorcycle with no helmet or anything, like illegally on the sidewalk, looking all suspicious.
Actually, he did look like
he's looking around the corners, looking around. And like these guys are like, what the hell is he up to? And like the Hawk was just driving around. Like it wasn't like a team promotion or anything like that. It was very, 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 very bizarre. Very bizarre. But, yeah, the Montreal Canadiens, I wasn't planning on ripping the Montreal Canadiens today, but here we are. So it turns out Shea Weber is going to be out for 5 to 6 months, the defenseman that they traded PK Subban for. And injuries are going to happen. A lot of people that are defending the Montreal Canadiens are saying, well, you can't control injuries. Well, you can control an injury when you trade for a 32-year-old player who's got like a 5 to 7 year contract or whatever the hell it was. They owe him a ton of money. This isn't the NFL. This stuff, the contract is guaranteed. So, it's to the point right now where Marc Bergevin, the guy shouldn't be allowed to use a phone. Like, you need to take his phone away. It's sort of like, when grandpa can't drive anymore.
It
gets to the point, it's like, listen, we love you, grandpa, but you're going to get killed out there. You're going to kill somebody else. You can't drive anymore.
Yeah, I hate to say it.
It's like Mark Bergevin's at this rate where it's like, we can't trust you around a phone because you're going to do something stupid. And trading PK Subban was something stupid.
Yeah, well... And the best is true, too.
Your grandfather can't drive anymore?
No, I was actually going to tell you a quick story before I get to the Canadians as one of the worst moves. Right? No, my dad was driving with me, and, he got out of the hospital and stuff, but it was a real bad trip.
Were you a little nervous?
Yeah, I was driving with him, and then, he was swerving, and, he almost hit a pylon and stuff, and then he made a left and, waited too long and then kind of panicked and then almost got smoked by a car. And then I went after him. I'm like, I love you, Dad, but... I told my mom, too. I go, this guy, if he has to do another license test, he's going to fail miserably.
That's the thing, though.
But anyway, it's sad to see that stuff.
Grown men have a...
love them.
It's tough.
It really hurt me, actually.
Yeah, grown men, it's tough, Cam, when you tell them, you're taking away their car.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then they're realizing that they're...
I understand.
The end is...
Oh, yeah, they're... Yeah,
they're can. Like, wow, I can't be trusted on the road.
Exactly.
I'm going to die soon. They think... You know what I mean? That's essentially...
I'll actually give him credit because the thing was he went to the hospital for a while and the doctor said he was never going to recover and then he did some shock treatment therapy and he got his mind back.
Why weren't you driving? You probably should have.
Well, I was driving. No, the thing was because he still wants to drive. I didn't know. You got to remember, Moretz.
Yeah, you know.
I haven't seen him in a bit. So I went over to visit, and I'm just saying, that wasn't a very smooth ride. But anyway, the Canadians, I'm going to put it to you this way. That Max Domi deal was stupid. I don't care if you need some grit. You get away Alex Galchenyuk, your best proven scorer. Shea Weber's old. I gotta tell you something. Carey Price should be like, get me the
freaking. Well, Max Pacioretty's their score. Galchenyuk is good.
He's better. I'll tell you, Max Domi is not the answer.
No, it wasn't a great trade. But the thing with Galchenyuk is, they've never been able to figure him out. You know, Michel Therrien couldn't figure him out. Claude Julien couldn't figure him out after. They couldn't get him going for one reason or another. So, you know, that is what it is. But, yeah, there's just one bad trade after another. The draft, I don't, for the life of me, don't know why the hell they didn't take that kid Zadina. Now, listen, I'm not going to pretend that I know the NHL draft's ins and outs as much as I can tell you about the NBA or the NFL.
He was highly touted, and he shouldn't have gone to Detroit at 6.
He was the best pure goal scorer in the draft.
Hands down.
He's got wicked hands, yep. 44 goals, you know, great goal scorer, and European, too. European players like playing in Montreal, so what do? They, you know, they take more of a project. Like, Bergevin's always this guy that's got to think that he's smarter than you, except he's not, and he's just burying this team.
Great point. He makes moves like, the guy's too cool for school. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, and he overthinks everything.
Exactly.
He's never made a natural deal.
They got rid of PK Subban because Michel Therrien, number one, didn't like him. Okay, fine. Michel Therrien sucks, and you fired him anyways. B, you got rid of PK Subban because Max Pacioretty, who's the captain, didn't like him, and Brandon Gallagher didn't like him. Who freaking cares what Gallagher and Pacioretty like? All right? This isn't a popularity contest. Oh, he smiled too much. Well, you know what? Yeah, I'd be smiling a lot, too, if I was him and I was banging Lindsey Vonn and I had $58 million and I donated $10 million to a hospital.
One of the best players in the league banging chicks. And you said
the fact that people...
Who else gave $10 million?
In the room, players get upset because he's not as upset as he should be after a loss.
Who opened up their wallet
like, shut the hell
other
up.
Than him?
I don't care if he's not as upset as you after a loss. He played better than you did during the loss.
He gets
like, what do you want him to do?
He gets criticized for crazy stuff. Let's call it for what it is. He's black.
Yeah, you remember once he pointed to the logo.
It's racist.
He pointed to the Canadiens logo once after he scored a game-winning goal. Don Cherry went off. Oh, that's a hot dog. You know, oh, yeah. Because, when guys on the Leaf do that,
good kid. Good heart.
Let's remember. It's a joke.
No, I don't want to say anything bad about Don Cherry, except for the fact that,
they didn't trade.
He talks a big game and didn't play a lot.
They didn't trade. I don't believe they traded him as a racial act.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying there was underlying tones.
But they traded him out of sheer stupidity.
Yeah.
And there definitely is a racial undertone when people talk about PK Subban.
For sure there is. For sure there is.
This so-called attitude issue. Yeah. I got it all day today. Oh, you don't know, Morenci. I'm hearing Nashville players don't like him. Nashville, it's like...
Whatever.
It's like, dude, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry didn't barbecue yesterday together. They're still on the best team in sports, right?
Great point.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
not there to be buddies. Like this, you want decent chemistry, but...
The fact that the Canadians didn't even go after Ryan O'Reilly, he would be a perfect type, too. He's big, he's mean, he scores. Know what the Canadians are to me? But Michel Therrien, you say, soft like butter. Remember, he's soft. That's the perfect... If you want to change your image and get tougher, you get a power forward that could score. But anyway... Went to St. Louis. This rebuild for the Canadiens are going to be one of the worst teams in the league.
Absolutely brutal. I think my Montreal fan base bias of listeners might be tuning in.
Yeah, you think?
UP's leading at 67% right now.
That's clam chowder and crew right there. Click, 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 click. You're right, though. The Phoenix Gorilla.
The San Diego Chicken, 12%. Philly Fanatic, 6%. UP, 71%. Phoenix Gorilla. All right, you know what? Let's make a second leg of the poll and get some new names in here.
Yeah, part two.
Because let's be honest. The average person doesn't really even know who UP is.
Yeah, that's true.
The only thing with UP, I'm not saying just because he's an Expo guy.
He did all sports.
Number one, he looks good. Number two.
Versatile.
He's pretty good at his job in the sense that he has some great bits. Like they used to have a base and home plate painted on top of the dugout. He used to run and dive head first.
See, that's good.
And,
You said it. I'm going to get it.
And he did it. Yeah. Tommy Lasorda got him. He's the only mascot ever in Major League Baseball history to get ejected from a baseball game.
Why did Lasorda go nuts? Why?
Because UP was screwing around on top of the dugout in an extra
inning game. I like it.
And Lasorda went to the umpire.
He's being a nuisance.
UP got ejected.
in his mascot suit.
And no, Tommy Lasorda didn't like mascots. Now you remember it's one of the best videos out there ever. The Philly Fanatic had like a Dodger doll. Remember in the '70s and eighties, they used to have like blow up. It's not like blow up sex doll, but
no,
it was
but
like
blow up dolls.
For, yeah, it was a blow up air. Yeah, and it was like a baseball player in a uniform. So the Philly Fanatic was like beating up this like Dodger doll.
Nothing wrong with that.
And Tommy Lasorda went out there and like pushed him over and ripped the doll from him and like started hitting him with it.
Sounds like Tommy Lasorda's a multiple offender.
He's got rage issues.
Yeah, you think? He had good pasta sauce, though, didn't he? Didn't he come up with his line of...
God knows he ate a lot of it.
And then, all right, part two. And then he hit Nutrisystem up pretty hard. He was one of the originals of Nutrisystem.
I'm Tommy Lasorda.
I'll tell you, I used to really love my spaghetti and meatballs.
He has the best meltdowns. We can play it on the air now. There's a lot of F-bombs in it, though. What do I think of his performance? What the F do you mean? I think it was before. He hit three goddamn effing home runs against us. What the F do you mean? Hey, that's a stupid effing question. Yeah, you ask a stupid question, you know, I give you an answer.
That's what Jim Fregosi did to me.
That's like, you know.
He scared me.
He goes, he hit three freaking home runs. He goes, and then he couldn't get over it. Because somebody said, what do you think of the performance of Dave Kingman today? It was against the Dodgers. Kingman hit three home runs. Lasorda goes, what do I think of the performance? He goes, he hit goddamn three effing home runs against us. Like, what do you mean? What do I? And then he started to go up. He goes, he knew the beat writer. He goes, goddamn, Jim. He goes, that's the effing stupidest question you've ever asked. He goes, I don't want to be a jerk to you, but. And then he goes, what do I feel about his performance? Yeah, he effing hit three home runs.
I like it.
And then he starts, like, smashing things. Right on, fucking thing. He just starts going off. Hal McRae had a great meltdown, too.
Oh, with the phone?
Somebody asked him a question.
Oh, he's the best.
He goes, I'm sick and effing tired of you guys. And he starts throwing phones
at
people.
I like that.
All right, so let's add some more. What Fregosi told you off?
Yeah, I'm going to tell a story. I was working for when it was CTV Sportsnet when they first came on the air. It was like 20 years ago or something. Anyway, before we knew each other. So I went down as like a junior guy after like college to get some sound. So, you know, like what you did with the Expos post game, and I'm really nervous. First time. So I'm like, Carlos Delgado, you're on fire. You're on fire. You're on fire. Like I said, you're on fire like 20 times, but he was nice to me. Then I went to Fregosi.
Fregosi's a surly old guy. Surly old drunk.
I got the shakes. I'm a kid, right? And all these other grown men, the media are there, and ask about Chris Carpenter, whatever. He wasn't pitching very good. He goes, what the hell are you talking about? He's one of the best guys we got. Like, he just went wild. He's got a dart hanging out. Like, that's the thing. Like, you're in his press room. I honestly thought Jim Fregosi was going to put a hole in my head. Man, I'll tell you something. He scared the living shit out of me. He's a very, very intimidating presence, especially if you're young.
I told you. Dave Righetti told me.
Oh, yeah. Dave Righetti told you to F off.
Yeah, Dave Righetti. But,
yeah, I heard he's not a nice man.
No, Dave Righetti's a...
he's a surly dude. I've had a lot of people, I guess, in the business. You know, you ask them a bad question. No, it is usually a question they don't like. You just say you're not playing well, and then they go bananas. Hey, what are you going to do? You got to confront them. And as for your other point about mascots, Gabe, there's a very, very different mascot base now. They do the very bare minimum. There's no fun. There's no jokes. There's no All they do. I'll tell you a story about the Blue Jay game.
I'm putting Carlton the Bear in here.
Carlton the Bear.
I'm putting Carlton the Bear. Cam hates Carlton the Bear.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. He was actually nice to me.
I'm not even a Leaf fan, and I like Carlton the Bear.
He does nothing, Gabe. Like he's
he just
come on, waving for pitchers and stuff. Like, what's your act? When the kids are out there playing hockey, you should get out there and like score a goal, feed a kid. He does everything very poorly. We were there on Wendell Clark tribute night too. How'd I tell you? I don't want to admit this on air, but we'd like to tell the truth.
Yeah, you're already on the air. Yeah, so admit it.
My girlfriend hates mascots too. Like, she actually like wants to pick fights with mascots.
No, I know. Your girlfriend has an issue.
She told
the story. Your girlfriend wanted to fight Carlton the Bear, Toronto Maple Leaf.
But it all started with the Blue Jays mascot, BJ Birdie.
BJ Birdie.
She was like, my girlfriend was getting drunk at game. He's shaking his tail feather in her face. She's like, F you whatever. And they like, things got really heated. Like, she's like, I'm going to knock you out. Like, she hates it's some people.
Dude, I was
like
at Disney World.
Costumes.
I was at Disney World with my little brother years ago. And man, I don't know. I thought Woody Woodpecker was just a little bit too. Like, he took a picture with the kid.
Yeah.
And what he was really, back here, he sort of pulled him in and stuff.
Feely? Too feely?
Sort of pulled him in and stuff. And, yeah, I was standing there. And actually, I said, hey, Woody. I said, hey, Woody, settle down there, Woody. He sort of, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, like, I'm watching you, buddy.
This isn't a place where you could touch kids. I'll tell you another thing, too. Knowing mascots, they think they can get away with anything because they're in a costume.
Well, I told you. Well, it's a great way to cop a feel.
Yeah.
I'll admit. I'll admit, like, that's the one thing with Yuppie. He's a little touchy.
Yeah.
But only with women.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
That's the thing. Like,
it's better with women.
Yeah, like, he's cool. Like, he high-fives kids, Yuppie. Like, you watch Yuppie, he'll high-five a kid. Like, yeah, kid. Like, he'll high-five him, and he'll see a chick with, like, big breasts. And, like, Yuppie will go over and sit on her lap. You know what I mean? Like, I understand now Yuppie is actually a wrestler. In Montreal, Drew told me that it's actually a wrestler guy.
He wrestles?
Yeah, no, the guy that's in Yuppie's costume now for the Montreal Canadiens. Because now Yuppie's with the Montreal Canadiens. I've always felt he would have been better off with the Alouettes.
Makes sense.
Yeah, like Yuppie's more, you know, I don't know. I've never felt comfortable with Yuppie with the Canadiens. The Canadiens are rich. Like,
that's the thing.
Yuppie's from the hood.
Yeah.
Yuppie's from the poor neighborhood.
Great,
you know
point.
What I mean? He should be with the Alouettes.
The Canadians, like, should come out with another guy in, like, one of those novelty cars on the ice, like a Corvette or,
No,
Yuppie's just kind of like, we are. He's an everyman. He's an every mascot.
Yeah, the Canadians were cool, though. They gave Yuppie a life after.
They threw him a lifeline. I can respect that.
But you know, when the Expos come back, Yuppie's got to take the Canadians jersey off.
Yeah, definitely. If he stays loyal to the Canadians instead of the Expos, he should be a disgraced mascot.
Now, he'll probably be a two-timer.
Yeah, two-timer.
Well, at this point, we should probably just, you'd like it better if you don't like Carlton the Bear.
No, I got it. Carlton the Bear was friendly to me. I met him at when I was selling pizzas for Pizzaville when I do my Monday and Friday segment. He was doing an interview at the Q107 station next door. Nice to me, shook my hand. I'm just saying, a mascot has, it's like anything, Gabe, prerequisites that you need to do. Gorilla, entertaining. Very good with pitchers and kids. Stunts.
You know what
really...
The guy
does the minimum.
You know who a really lame mascot is? Maybe, like, the worst? The Stanford Tree.
Oh, yeah. Some hippie kid with a, like... I don't even know what the hell it is. And it's just jingling and stuff.
It sort of looks like Gumby, but...
Yeah, is it made out of felt? It almost feels like something you made in art class.
We get into college. Ralphie the Buffalo is pretty cool. The Colorado Buffalo.
Oh,
Buffalo.
I love the
Ralphie Buffalo. The Buffalo comes running out.
Buffaloes are mean too, man. Like, you think you can hang out with a buffalo? No.
What's the name of the West Virginia Mountaineer?
What, the guy with the Davy Crockett hat and the gun? I think he's just like...
No, he's got a name.
Western Willie or something?
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah, he's just basically going in to kill something. When you're wearing a Davy Crockett hat,
I don't know if he's like, his name's Jed.
It sounds like something like that for sure.
West Virginia Mountaineer mascot.
I don't even know what his name is. What is it? Nothing. Name of. I think he's called Davy Crockett.
There's got to be a name.
Nah, he's just a guy.
He's just a guy.
No, I'm serious. Like, I actually think they might call him something.
Here, there's a countdown cam. Check it out. Which one of these guys do you choose?
Oh, this who gets to be the mascot?
Yeah,
hey, that guy looks like me.
I know.
Oh, my God.
They're all
crazy.
Too clean cut. I need a greasier looking dude.
No, you need...
The guy
right.
that looks like you is sort of in the lead, but the guy that looks like you looks like a golfer.
Yeah, he does kind of. Wow, that's kind of weird. He's like a mixture of me and Geoff there. I don't know. This guy looks like my brother with a bad beard. Yeah, you're right, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. You know, they need that skinny guy who kind of looks like he's on crack.
You've got to be
wild man.
You've got to be a West Virginia native to get this job.
See, that's fair.
It's a prerequisite.
I think you should be a West Virginia native, go to a West Virginia public school, and go to West Virginia University. I think you have to be, like, you're all in with West Virginia. You're right, Gabe. Those guys are too, like, they look like they're going for an office interview job. I want my dirty mascot because he's wearing that stupid hat, raccoon hat. He's got to look greasy. He's got to be real thin. Like, I'm thinking tall, lanky, mean, Missing a tooth would be probably, I think, another good prerequisite.
You know, out of hockey mascots, seems like Ace, the L.A. King mascot, he's pretty much the most active one.
Yeah.
He's got his own Twitter account.
He does a lot of stuff.
What about the Mets?
Who, Mr. and Mrs. Met?
Yeah, Mr. Met.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see people with the head of a baseball.
Man, I like to imagine just smacking him in the head.
It would be, yeah, imagine you play T-ball with his cranium. That'd be pretty fun. Meet Mr. Met.
That's what they should do for the Mets. Let them hit a ball that big. Maybe they can actually hit a ball. Sparty. Screw Sparty.
Mascot.
Benny the Bull.
He's okay.
The Stanford tree is just pathetic.
Yeah, they just call him Gabe, the Mountaineer mascot. He's just called, it says the West Virginia Mountaineers, the official mascot of West Virginia. That's it. It's a statue of a guy in a gun. And, holy geez, listen to this one. Did you see the story from 2012? West Virginia orders mascot to stop using a school-issued weapon after a video showing him using a gun to hunt a bear goes viral. He killed a bear with the gun that the school gave him.
Keep it classy, West Virginia.
Yeah, that's it. Isn't that where we're going for our next game?
You're telling me they gave the mascot a gun and he went and he shot a bear with it?
Let me repeat. West Virginia orders mascot, human mascot, to stop using his school-issued weapon after video showing him using gun to hunt bear goes viral. The musket towed by West Virginia University Mountaineers isn't just a prop. It's a bona fide gun.
I'd fire the kid. I'd take the job away.
This is a wicked story. This happened 5 years ago. Here we go. This is the guy. Yeah, it's just like Davy Crockett. You see, that's the Mountaineer. Wow, what a scumbag.
Freaking nut jobs.
Isn't that the next place you wanted to go to a game at? We might not come back alive from that place.
Well, they serve alcohol at the stadium.
Actually, no, they're just regular names. So this guy was Jonathan Kimball. Jonathan Kimball. He was...
They should go into the mountains and find a real Appalachian. Well,
this guy killed a bear. Like he's,
I guess, yeah, no, you're right. He's pretty... Yeah, no, you're right.
I guess he's the bill. he kind of did right. His thing.
Okay. He killed a bear. Why are they giving these guys a real weapon?
This is the best story.
Why don't they just give him like a fake musket? Like, yeah. I don't understand.
Listen to this one, Renzi. The musket toted by West Virginia University's Mountaineer isn't just a prop. It's a bona fide weapon. And mascot Jonathan Kimball demonstrated that when he brought down a black bear with it in the woods. Now West Virginia has ordered Kimball to stop using his university-issued weapon on hunting trips after a video of this week's kill was posted online. He says hunting with the gun is a Mountaineer mascot tradition. The 24-year-old Franklin resident, accompanied by more than a dozen friends and family on the trip in Pendleton County on Monday, is shown to be firing the musket at the bear in the tree. Pop, pop, pop. Let's go Mountaineers! Kimball yells afterwards.
Is it a good idea to give a guy a loaded gun? Excuse me.
And then he took a picture of the dead bear with him. The West Virginia mascot wears buckskin and a coonskin cap, fires a musket loaded with black powder, but minus ammunition. At home athletic games and other sponsored activities, hunting isn't one of them. Yeah, no, this university is too much. They actually have to get with the times.
It's a great, great state. And don't forget about up there at Marshall. Remember they got the John Deere tractor in the end zone?
Oh, yeah.
Runs into it, breaks his leg, ends his career.
There was a game that me and Marcy were watching.
It's like, guys, why do you have a tractor? Like, only West Virginia, do you think it's a good idea? You got a John Deere tractor in the end zone.
Dude.
It was like right like next to the
crew. Not just that, Marcy. We watched that game. That Houston Cougar receiver was a highly touted guy. Like, he was actually a good receiver.
Like, the kid catches a ball.
Yeah,
he catches a ball, and he just smashes, like, face first, leg first, right into, like, this big John Deere. When you sentence to do the time, letting murders go free is a joke. Bring back the road. I'm gonna tell you this. The singer of this. This sounds great. Like great singer.
Yeah, great pipes. Gloria found it.
You know, the best part is, Flory, we don't have to worry about copyright.
Good point.
Yeah, it was actually Mike Cardano who found it.
Oh, yeah, we found a lot. You see, Gabe had a big law. He had, like a lid back then, too. He had, like, you had hair.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have
rocking hair.
We'll have some new material, even though it's like I feel like I'm a Mormon and I'm dealing with three wives or something. You know, being a member of a band, it's very, very aggravating and annoying, especially if you're older. You don't really want to put up with other grown men. Like, you know, if you're on an NBA basketball team or something, you're making $18 million a year, it's worth it. But
you got, yeah, you bring up good points.
If you're in a speed metal band, then, you know, there's more negatives than positives than dealing with these people. But it took forever. But looks like we're 90% there right now. We're a couple of things away, and we'll be officially locked in to record at Metalworks with Rick Emmett and from Triumph, the world-famous Metalworks Studios.
In my hometown.
In Cam's hometown. Rolling Stones have recorded there.
Everybody's there. It's one of the best in the world.
Katy Perry. When I look at the people that have recorded there, I actually wonder if, have you ever done heavy music before?
A lot of light, soft contemporary.
Yeah. I mean, Anne Murray has recorded there.
Oh, Canada's songbird.
But we've got a lot of DFS for you on this program today. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, after all. Although I thought we were changing the name, but
really, what was it going to be changed to?
I thought it was going to be like Sports Grid or something like that. Oh. But I think we're so successful, it would be like McDonald's changing their name now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's no, you can't now.
You don't turn McDonald's into like Timothy's or something like that.
Burger King could probably change their name.
I got to tell you something.
More like Burger Crap.
And that's the thing. Burger King, if you want to be a sponsor, we'll change our tune. But I got to tell you, those.
If you want to be a sponsor, we'll change
our tune. I'll tell you something. Those nuggets, honestly, Gabe, I'll eat crap.
They're disgusting.
They are. They are disgusting. Me and my girlfriend went out and we had a couple bucks in our pocket and we had some drinks. And I go, you know what? Let's try these Burger King 10 nuggets for $1.99.
There's a reason why. It's worse than cat food.
Oh, honestly, I've never seen, and my chick's a lot like me. She was she said it was like eating sponge.
Yeah,
it tasted like sponge with like no flavor. It sucked. And I got to tell you, man, they got to really up their game. Some of their burgers are pretty ghetto. Like that corporation.
I'm surprised.
Well, since that consortium from South America took over, they've been really hitting the skids.
They took over. They own Tim Hortons, Burger King.
And they've gone down, too.
Yeah, they've taken, well, they own everything.
Well, the problem is.
They basically own everything except McDonald's and like Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr. and Arby's is like one independent dude.
And the Chick-fil-A is run by the Mormons.
No, they're not. They're not Mormons. They're evangelicals.
Oh, evangelical. Oh, sorry. Close, but no cigar.
Well, I don't know. They both hate gay people.
Good point.
Yeah, if you're looking for
a chicken sandwich on Sunday, you're not going to find one either.
No,
they close them up in airports.
You go into a Chick-fil-A like wearing a gay pride T-shirt you're not getting gay pride Pepsi.
You're right. If I walk in with a rainbow shirt and go, "Wow, this pride Pepsi's really good," they say, "Sir, please go to the Sbarro."
Get
out of our restaurant, you jerk.
You go into Chick-fil-A with a gay pride T-shirt on, they tell you, "Hey, KFC's down the street, jackass."
Exactly. We're not serving you chicken, fool. Yeah, I get
it. It's great.
That's nuts to me.
I saw a tweet. I don't know what town it was in, but somebody posted a picture. It was actually Big Will. And it was recently. It was a picture of a Kentucky Fried Chicken. And you know, like the lettering, the sign outside, it just said bucket. That's all they said. Like, they're not even trying to, like, entice you anymore. They're just like, you know, we've got, you know, bucket. I figured that's good for a guy like Cam. He just sees the word bucket, and he goes in. But it's a perfect segue from Burger King destroying a once proud brand in which it was once, you know, the zig to McDonald's Zag.
Honestly, the Whopper sandwich used to, like,
the chicken sandwich used to be far superior.
Oh, their regular chicken sandwich
still
was
still probably pretty good, I would imagine. I think it's just smaller, but.
Know what it is? You said it.
The Burger King chicken sandwich is a good, the chicken's good, the sauce is good, the bread's good. The lettuce, it's a good sandwich.
It is a great sandwich.
It was a good sandwich. I don't know. I don't trust them enough to walk in and get it.
I'm telling you, the circumference of the sandwich is smaller. And another thing is the patty. I've noticed a difference. The old chicken
They went to the cheaper chicken.
That's what I'm saying. It's a different. It's a different.
Look, I lived in Vegas.
And the spices are a little bit different.
I lived in Vegas, and Burger King has like a value menu.
Oh, yeah. It's 99 cents.
Yeah, it was like 79 cents, 89 cents. So I decided to get the mini chicken value sandwich, thinking that it would just be a smaller version.
No, it's its own. It's its own.
It was basically, you know, I don't know, man.
It's also spicier.
It was like mystery patty type thing.
Oh, it's brutal. I know.
You know, like the taste of like, and I was poor as a kid, you know, for part of my life. I lived the best of both worlds. I lived with my grandmother who, she baked me bacon and eggs before I woke up. Like, I'd wake up, it was on the table.
That sounds amazing.
And then I moved in with my father, who basically threw, like, a bag of lentils at me and told me, tough shit, son.
Hey,
we're broke.
We got some beans. Enjoy.
So, but it reminds me, like, I don't know if you've ever eaten them, Cam, and you'll eat anything, actually.
I've tried probably everything going. Yeah.
It's sort of like the white trash, the old school in the 70s, 80s, fish cakes.
Oh, fish cakes are horrible.
Yeah, you know fish cakes?
Yeah, yeah. I've noticed
it's like mystery fish, and
it's
not good. It's sort of like this patty of, you know, they're frozen, you sort of eat it up.
Can I tell you something about fish?
It's not a good, like, it just has some sort of bad taste. Like, what the Burger King value chicken sandwich tastes like, and that's what the Montreal Canadiens organization tastes like.
Bad fish.
Bad fish. There's a not smart fish oil.
Hi, guys. It's Bill Romanowski. I'll tell you, at the bottom of the pile, I'd rake guys' eyes. I'd go after the nuts.
Fish oil make you smarter, but not that fish cake crap.
No, fish cakes.
Not fish cake. There's no oil in that stuff, guys. That's just processed.
Fish cakes are bad.
Fish cakes are bad for you.
I'll tell you.
I want to get Bill Romanowski on to talk about the Canadians. Yeah. Look, guys, I think it's a real shame. I see the 24 Stanley Cups they've won. They're the champions, just like I was with the Niners and the Broncos. I tell you, I think they need some Omega-3 up there. And I sent them a letter. I think I could be their trainer. We've still got soccer going on as we speak.
Yeah, goal!
Although, I don't really know if this is soccer.
No, it's more of a street fight. Gabe, I'm waiting for somebody to whip out a knife for a foreign object.
Neat, neat.
Stabby.
It's probably a good thing that Colombia scored. Seagull! Yeah,
he's pulling up his sock. He's got a knife under there.
We've got the Colombian call, actually. We'll get to it in a second here. So really, like, this is, I think this is, they sent the Colombian rugby team to Russia. Colombia, this is, you know, this is as physical as it's going to get, man. Like, and honestly, it's a good thing Colombia scored with like a minute left, because I honestly, and I told Cam, like, right before they scored, I said, I think Colombia are going to attack the ref. Like, for real. Like, there was number 13 on Colombia, and it's been a couple of times, man, he's looked like he's going to punch the referee. Colombia have gotten away with a headbutt. They blatantly headbutted somebody. they tackled Harry Kane in the box, and then they cried about it for 10 minutes. Like, I've never seen a team bitch for so long. Like, they refused to let the game go on. Like,
they
thought, like, if we just sort of, you know, hold this up forever, they'll change their mind. And, like, the ref's like, I'm not changing my mind. It was like one after one. Each Colombian guy came up. Like, two or three of them looked like they were going to attack the referee. And England had numerous chances, man. They came so close to taking a 2-0 lead so many times. I've noticed, Cam, a 1-0 soccer lead, that's like the 2-0 hockey lead. It's and not, as Don Cherry always says, yeah, 2-0, you're screwed. You never want to be up 2-0. Me, I'd like to be up 2-0.
I would, too.
Like, if I'm a hockey coach, I don't believe that. Ah, no, we're in a bad spot, 2-0, well, but
Sweden, it's different with certain teams, though.
There's
too.
It's like an urban legend in hockey, a myth, so to speak, that a 2-0 lead, you're screwed if you're up 2-0. Because you sort of take the pedal off the metal and, you know, you think you're comfortable. Look at Japan yesterday. 2-0 lead.
Yeah, yeah. And 2-0 in soccer is a hell of a lot different than 2-0 in hockey. Come on. Might as well be 4-0, 5-0.
Now England's playing physically.
Now they want to rough it out. Yeah, this is great. This is like we should just get a cage match going here. See, the Colombian fans almost went through the plexiglass when they scored.
Yeah,
you're right. There's going to be a riot.
They're hardcore.
Yeah, look at it. The booze is flowing.
We've got a regular listener and a buddy of ours, Brandon, from St. Louis. He's married to a Russian woman, and he's in Russia right now.
Wow.
He's tweeting. We should actually see if we can get him on. I don't know if his cell phone works, though.
From Russia?
Yeah. He's in the square in Moscow right now. He's tweeting pictures.
Awesome.
And he just tweeted a couple of minutes ago. He said, by far the Colombians are the rudest and biggest dickhead fans in Moscow. Like, he's been there for about a week now, so he's been partying with all the different
met the whole world.
Yeah, and he said, by far, the Colombians are the rudest.
The surliest and meanest.
Yeah, and he's like, I hope they lose. Like, people are pulling for England in the square
over there. Which is crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure not everyone in Russia is pulling for England.
No.
They don't like England.
No, they do not.
Like, they at
do,
all.
They do not like England. Like, the fact that you'd like hate Colombia like, more is shocking.
This is, well, he's American, so.
Yeah.
The thing that is shocking about this is everything's coming up Russia. Russia advances. They'd like nothing better than to see England get bounced. Right
for
now.
Sure they would.
Like just, I know. You know, just be,
the host country.
Yes, it would be like, bye-bye, England. This side of the group is wide open, dude. Sweden.
Sweden. Know what Sweden do? They play a good team game. They don't panic too much. Play defense.
Dude, Sweden are a bunch of big dudes as well.
They are very tall. Good call.
They're very physical. They're a big side. They're very, you know, they're hard to score on. Switzerland are good, but Switzerland just didn't have any offensive firepower. They were missing two guys, too, due to suspensions. Liechtenstein and Schär were both out due to card suspensions. Evidently, it did hurt them. They got that guy Shaqiri. He's not really a pure striker, so I mean, and it showed. They couldn't get any offense going when they needed it the most. This is high drama. I called this last night, Cam. I said that this game will be 1-1.
Yep.
And I said that England will find a way to lose in the most painful fashion.
In kicks?
And I call penalty kicks.
Oh, yeah. They'll definitely.
But
lose
now, like this is the beginning of it, right? Yeah. They lost in the 94th minute, or they gave up the goal in the 94th minute. Now they're all rattled and stuff. You know this is going to penalty kicks, and watch. They're going to lose. Like, they're going to put it off the crossbar, and it'll just be a weird sort of – the ball will hit the crossbar, not go in, and watch. Colombia will squib one, and somehow it'll, like
– goalie will run
the wrong way. And it'll bounce off the post.
He'll fall off turf. Yeah, no, I tell you.
I've been watching English soccer a long time. Remember years ago, Beckham was in the World Cup, Cam, and it was a penalty kick. It might have been a Euro, actually. They've choked in both.
Yes, they have. Like, when it goes to kicks, you don't want England.
No, they've lost in penalty kicks. They lost, I think, in three international tournaments in a row in penalty kicks. I remember once Beckham, I think it was the World Cup, Beckham, like, sailed one, man, like, into the 13th row, and he blamed Adidas after. He did.
Got to be the shoes.
He said, my shoe. I slipped. I didn't get a good.
Yeah, settle,
it's like, dude,
settle
man,
down.
They're giving you like $1 billion.
Oh, yeah. Just relax.
Yeah, like it's the shoes' fault, right? Yeah. Was it the shoes' credit then when you made all those great passes?
Yes, when you were bending it.
Yeah, no, like Beckham, like, oh, it was the shoe. Yeah, Beckham was the shoe. I believe Michael Owens, like, rattled one off a crossbar once in a big international. I think it was the Euro. He like, hit the crossbar.
It's obviously not.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Colombia just keeps on playing after the whistle.
You can't do that.
I know you can't. They all stop.
Like in hockey, that's a fight. You can't. Like, they just should. The guy on Colombia.
If you're my goalie and that guy shot it on you, I'm getting. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to almost put my stick through his head.
This is what I'm saying about Colombia. They're unethical. Like, it's basically.
The whistle blew.
The guy in Colombia drilled it into the net.
We scored.
Yeah, like, he just drilled it into the net. Like, even the.
Unbelievable. I just watched. It wasn't for, like, 1 second. It was like, they play forever.
There's going to be bad blood.
Oh, definitely. You're right. There's going to be a big fight.
Fight. There's going to be bad blood. There's going to be bad blood, like, between the loser of this. And Colombia already pissed off because, I don't know, one of the British tabloids had the picture. It said England versus Colombia. And it said Colombia's given us Shakira, the world's best coffee, and Kane. And then that picture of Harry Kane. But they meant cocaine.
Cocaine.
Right? So there was sort of like a white. Yeah. It said Colombia. Things to know about Colombia. Shakira's from there.
Really?
They have good coffee.
Yeah, they do.
And it said, like sort of dot, 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 Kane. And it had a picture of Harry Kane. Right? Like,
gotta love, the Brits are the best.
Yeah, so
the
like
the
ambassador to England, Colombia, is not impressed.
Not a big fan of the
He's like, we don't appreciate your stereotype about us and cocaine.
Yeah, it's not really a stereotype. It's just fact. They have a lot of cocaine in Colombia.
You should be proud of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the world's best cocaine.
Hey, we got cocaine and coffee.
You know what I would say? I would say, no. Not, we don't have cocaine. We have the goddamn best cocaine.
World's best.
Yeah, we have the world's best.
Five star.
You better get it right.
Yeah.
You better get that right. Funny, I've been thinking about moving to Colombia recently, but I'm hearing a lot of bad things suddenly about
I got to be honest with you, Marantz.
And I got to swear, too, you can't make this up. Brandon said this. So this morning... And Cam could attest to this. There's a lot of smoking chicks in this neighborhood. So.
Oh, it's out of control.
So there was this chick wearing, like, these jean shorts and stuff. Was over the top, and she had a Columbia jersey on. So it was my end to start talking to her.
Yeah.
So I was at a light with her, and I looked over. I said, oh, go Columbia. And I said, you know, I think you're going to beat England. England always find a way to lose. She just, like, she didn't say anything to me. Yeah. She just looked at me. She said, well, we better win. I'm thinking,
wow.
Pretty demanding chick.
Yeah. Sounds like high maintenance.
Pretty demanding.
Yeah, I got to be honest. As a friend, if you do move to Colombia, like, just from what, this is just one game what I've seen, Marantz, like, I know, like, you're pretty, like, you can stand up for yourself, but I got to tell you, from a safety perspective, yeah, I think you should rethink it. Or carry a machete on you.
Yeah, they seem to be a pretty pretty angry people.
Yeah, that's
to be honest.
Yeah, they're pretty surly. I told you, the guy owns a local bar that I used to work for, is Columbia. Some drunk Brit came in, and he had money on the opposite side. He almost put his head through the wall, I tell you. A lot of anger there. A lot of anger. You know the guy, too. He's wearing his Columbia jersey. I think my girlfriend might be at that bar now.
England are in a lot of trouble. I wouldn't be surprised if Colombia
they score right here.
Yeah, Colombia's big deal is set pieces. Like, this is what they do to you. They grind you out. They grind you out. Then they nail a corner kick and head it in.
They got
net.
A couple of tall, lanky guys.
Yeah,
there.
Watch. It's going to be a dangerous threat.
Oh, just why?
That's their thing.
Yeah. Headers, offset pieces.
Yeah, like, they had, like, zero chances in the game. Like, they literally,
they
created nothing.
Nothing.
Their whole thing is, let's get a free kick or a corner kick. And they're really good at it. They have a lot of tall dudes.
Hey.
They're athletic. They can jump. And they're pretty accurate with their kicks. So they're like, all right. Like, that's how they tied the game, Cam.
Sounds smart, Marantz. You got to know. You got to play to your strengths. Like, Sweden plays that game where they kind of, like, suffocate you on the man. If you know your style, like with the Swedish coach even said, he goes, we're not the most talented team. We're just gonna grind you down.
Well, it's like Uruguay. Uruguay is not like Colombia, but Uruguay's sense is Uruguay want to score early on you.
And then Uruguay
will come out.
Defense.
They'll come out and ambush you early, like shoot. And then they get a goal, and then they just put 10 blue shirts up, like, in front of the box. It's like, bring it on. Try to beat us.
Enjoy the wall.
Yeah, and they're very, very physical. Uruguay are the most physical team in the tournament. Colombia aren't physical. Colombia are just dirty.
They're just goons.
Yeah, like, Colombia is just...
they're just street goons.
They're not, like, it's a difference. Like, Colombia...
You're right. I told you about the foreign object. It's like a wrestling match
but
out
it,
here.
But their plan has worked, actually, because England's frustrated, and now England are the ones that are tripping and pushing. You know, they've baited England into their... You got to remember, Rodriguez isn't playing for Colombia. They don't have their best skilled player.
True.
They couldn't get into a flashy 2-2 game here. Like, this was their plan. Get it 1-1, get it to a draw, and let's see what can happen after this.
You knew when Harry Kane scored that the Colombia wasn't out. This is classic England. They always find a way to screw it up. Always.
The pubs right now. And Todd from Tottenham to Manchester.
Yeah.
High tension. High tension.
Oh, it's high tension, all right.
I have a parlay. I took.
You're right. These headers are getting dangerous. They're getting more and more scary. Wow. This has been a great game. I'm glad that we're going into extra time here.
Fun game.
This is beautiful.
The timing's a little whacked out. Normally, it'd be great if Big Man joined us actually in a couple of minutes. Because
what's he doing? Is he in Russia too?
He's all in this. No, Big Man doesn't have a passport.
He's at home. Somewhere.
No, he's in Atlantic City.
Oh, nice.
He's jet skiing. He's living it up on the Jersey Shore. But I know he's watching a game. No, but since we're not on tomorrow, because the boys in the booth are soft, like I like to know like how we're on like during a holiday.
Yeah, we work Canada Day. Good for us.
Yeah. We're charging. We're charging anyway. Nah. We can't do that.
No, wish we could.
All right. Yeah, well, the boys are stuffing their faces with hot dogs like Joey Chestnut and stuff. We won't be on tomorrow. So you're going to miss us when we're gone, you bastards. So Mark Lawrence normally joins us Wednesday. So Mark Lawrence is going to join us today. And we moved Big Man on campus to 5 o'clock because I thought this game would already be over by now. But would have been good to get Big Man on. We could have done live play-by-play through this.
Interesting.
Center, back to halfback, back to center. Holds it.
Holds it. Arriaga. That Simpsons, that was the best.
Are you ready for some soccer?
The best was Homer.
The World Soccer Federation.
You are gay.
The World Soccer Federation coming to Springfield. Fast kicking, low scoring. Ties, you bet.
So that's the best. Ties, you bet.
Yeah.
What was it? Arriaga. Arriaga 2. The names were the best, too.
The World Soccer Federation. Fast kicking, low scoring. Ties, you bet. And they'll all be signing autographs after the game. Alayunga. Alayunga. Alayunga 2.
Yeah, that's right. That was the best. 2.
Bart says, wow. You know, Dad, how come we've never gone to a soccer game before? He's like, I don't know. I actually watched that episode the other night, but it's really not a soccer episode. That's like just the beginning of it was actually Portugal versus Mexico. So there were a lot of people in Portugal and Mexico thought the Simpsons predicted the future of the world again. So you thought it wasn't a soccer episode. That was just the beginning. And then, of course, like, there was a riot.
Right, that's right.
And that led Homer to buy a gun. So it was Homer buying a gun.
Homer kept the gun in the crisper. That's right. Yeah. She goes, I'm going to divorce you if you're going to use that damn gun.
Yeah, she kicks him out of the house.
That's right.
She leaves. He's living alone with his gun.
Listen to Game Time Decisions every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern.